Morning, Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Omid Beis, the last Omid of Masechtas Ksubis, Shas Katan. So we're starting five lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Beis Omid Aleph. Rabbi Zeira, Kav Asolik Lair Tishol, Rabbi Zeira went up to Lair Tishol, it's a huge trip, it's a hard trip, and he comes to the Yarden, there's no ferries to go across. There was no ferries going across. If he waited a few days, he'd probably get a ferry, but there's not right no ferry. What do you do? Knock up a mitzvah of a ka'avar. There was a little log going across and with a string on top of it. And you could walk across the log holding onto the string. You could go across there to Shaul. And I don't know if Rav Zeira was a young man. And he just went across this little string, did a little tightrope walking. Amalei Hutzduki. Hutzduki saw him doing this. He says, Amma Paziza, you wild nation, the Kadmisu Pamaichu Danaichu. You already have a history about this because you said Nasa Venishma before you even knew what the Torah was. You said Nasa Venishma. So you're already used to this already. So Akati was saying, you're the same thing. You rush to do things. Look, you're right. Take it easy. Wait for the ferry. Why are you running across this dangerous log to get there to Israel? On Malay, so Rabbi Zeira answered, Duchta the Moish Varon Lizachullah, a place where Moish Varon were dying to go to, and they weren't Zeicha to go. Anomi Yemen Zechinilai, who said I'm going to be Zeicha? He says, right now I have a chance to go to Israel. I'm not waiting an extra minute, because who knows what could happen in the next few days. And therefore, he walked across the log to get into Israel. Rab Abba Menashe Kipi de Akoi. When Rab Abba got there to Israel, he kissed the kipi of Akko. What are kipi? Rashi has two pshatim. Either means almoigim, which is like coral, or it means the racks of Akko. Tav Tosfos points out, it's mashma from here, that's Meretz Yisrael. Now, if you look at the beginning of Gittin, there it's mashma, it says Akko Keretz Yisrael Gittin, it's mashma, it's not really Eretz Yisrael. So Yishalmi says that Akko was half Eretz Yisrael, half Chutz La'aretz. And we're talking about the part of Eretz Yisrael, he kissed the racks of Eretz Yisrael, he got the Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chanina Maskein Maskele, he fixed the roads. Rashi says that Mashva Umasakim Achshar Leir, anything that was in the way on the ground that someone could trip, any obstacle, he cleaned it out so people shouldn't say anything bad about Eretz Yisrael. That's Rashi's pshat and Rav Chanina Maskein Maskele. Tosfos has entirely different pshat. Tosfos says it's lashon of shekel. He said he weighed the avonim. He knew when he was there to Yisrael by weighing the avonim. If the stones were heavy, he knew he was there to Yisrael. If they were light, he knew he was in Chutz La'aretz. That's how Tosfos says. Arichas in the pshat says per shekel avonim. Reading Tosfos umoitzim kalis, he found that it was light. Oh my, dialing chnas there to Yisrael. Given to shaklu, he waited. The mostn't kvei that someone came and chnas there to Yisrael. V'chem efarish b'tachu and parish lach lecha. Because all v'chanina agadu and vavel because later in Chutz La'aretz he wasn't sure. He didn't know like borders or border crossing. How do you know if it's Eretz Yisrael? He picked up the racks and that's how he knew that it was Eretz Yisrael. And he kissed it and he said it the pasuk kiratzu avadecha savana. Those state in Tosfos. Rab Ami v'Rab Asi, Kaimi, Mishimsha l'tula m'tula shimsha. Interesting Gemara. It says that they were very makbid, that when it was very sunny, they made sure to go inside under shade and learn there. When it was very cold, they went outside into the sun to make themselves comfortable. They always wanted to be comfortable when they learned in Eretz Yisrael. Why? No one complained about Eretz Yisrael. If someone's a person's in a shul, they complain about this and that. In Eretz Yisrael, they made sure not to complain about the heat, about this, about that. That they were very makbid on. Because they wanted to show the shvach of Eretz Yisrael. There's no, yeah. Rav Chiya ba Gamda, Migda ba'afra. He used to roll in the dust of Eretz Yisrael. Shenema to mekayim this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kiratzu pasuk tehillim, kiratzu avadecha es avanel ves afri chenenu." He's talking about Klal Yisrael that they love the stones and they even love the dust of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Bar Abba, Dar Sheven David Ba, the generation that Mashiach will come. There'll be a lot of sinner against the Mitachamim. Rashi says, "Harbi mastinim malamdim choyva yamdoleim." People are going to say things about the Mitachamim, not nice things. Kamrisa the Kedesh of Shmuel. When I said this in front of Shmuel, Omar tziruf achat tziruf. There's going to be gzeris on Klal Yisrael. Gzeris after gzeris on Klal Yisrael in the door that Mashiach comes. Shendam, it says in the pasuk. Va'oid ba Assyria. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya talking about even when there's only 10% of Klal Yisrael left. V'shava v'hoyis levar. That still the goyim will come and even bother the last 10% of Klal Yisrael. Tani Rav Yosef, Bezuzi, ubezuzi, bezuzi. There'll be, Rashi says, shoylem akha shoylem. There'll be people come plunder your stuff and then come plunder after the plunderers. There'll be continuous tzaris, the klai yishol, in the generation that Mashiach comes. Zok, the last memra of the Masechta, Tosis points out, l'fisha roitza l'sayim b'dava toiv noka l'hocha, l'kama l'el d'ayir b'hach mili. You know, we're talking about the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael. We took a break to talk about Darsh and Mashiach comes. Now we're going back to Eretz Yisrael. Why? So Tosfos, because we want to end the Masechta on a good note. Like every Masechta, we like to end on a good note. Omer Rav Chiya ba'ashi Omer Rav, asidim kololoni sirak shar Eretz Yisrael shitanu peiris. It's going to happen that all, and when Mashiach comes, when the Olam Haba, Mashiach comes, all the Ilani Srak, the barren trees in Eretz Yisrael, are going to be full of peiris. How do we know that? Shenema, it says the pasuk in Yoel, ki eitz nosa piryoi, te'ein of a gefen, nos nuchelam. So Rashi explains the drashas like this. It says that te'ein of a gefen, nos nuchelam. So we see that the fig tree and the grapes will give its bounty. So what's ki eitz nosa piryoi? What's that referring to? Teretz is, that's referring to the barren trees. The barren trees will give peiris, la'asa lavoi, and with that we end off Mesech Ksubas with a bracha, Hadron Allah, Shnei Dianne Gzeres, Uslik Allah, Mesech Ksubas, Belin Edeh, for those that finished it, Mazel Tov.